With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Six candidates are vying for two open seats on the Aspen School District's Board of Education. Aspen Media held the third and final forum of the week last night. Much of the conversation focused on teachers and how they are paid. When asked if they agree with the Aspen Education Association to start teachers at $50,000 a year, which would be a $7,000 increase a year, all candidates said yes, but Bettina Slusar said $50,000 is not enough.
We need to make education what it once was, a very well-respected and well-compensated. When you adjust for cost of living, we're actually asking our teachers to live in poverty, which is not acceptable.
Currently, the Aspen school system has 50 affordable housing units set aside for teachers, but only half are being used. Like all other candidates, Jonathan Nichols said that is a big problem. But with over 200 staff members in the district that may want housing, it's going to take a lot of money to provide that.
If we're going to make a real impact on this, I think, you know, we're going to have to do something big like a bond issue or something and get some real money behind it. Because, you know, if we only want to get half of the people in housing at the average cost of a house in Aspen, we're looking at some big math.
To get more teachers in affordable housing, Jim Pomeroy said he has the most experience.
I think, unfortunately, not too many people have any ideas on how to do this. I actually have probably more experience with employee housing and how the program works. And I know within this group, and I'm probably one of the most knowledgeable folks outside of APSHA itself.
Other candidates offered an alternative idea. Instead of making sure there are slots of affordable houses set aside, a pay increase would allow teachers to live wherever they choose. The conversation also focused on district culture and climate, after what candidates called mistrust between the previous superintendent and the community. All candidates agree that the trust needs to be fixed. John Columbus said communication is the key in doing that.
I was thinking about open houses or community nights where the board is available. Too often, I think we got these meetings and we got this structure, and if you can only get your point across at a board meeting, that's trouble.
But Katie Frisch said she is more interested in what needs to be done next in order to move forward and hire a new superintendent.
And how we can create a community appropriate process to find the best fit community appropriate leader and who will be able to communicate with, not to, the community as well.
Patsy Kirkulis agreed with the other candidates and said the previous board sided with the superintendent while ignoring parent and teacher concerns.
It's going to be a really hard thing for the superintendent, but he needs to gain the trust of all the teachers and the community. So bringing forth more of a culture that everyone knows about instead of is questioning about.
All candidates agreed that the new superintendent should communicate with teachers and the community and create and accomplish a vision for the district. The two candidates to take the open seats will be decided on November 5th. I'm Molly Dove. Aspen Public Radio News.